I laid the table. Mama was frying scrapple and 2 eggs apiece for all of us, like Christmas morning. We couldn't afford coffee, but she brewed up a big pot of our sassafras tea. We dug the sassafras root out in the timber and dried the bark. Mama had sent Cass upstairs to say that breakfast was about on the table. Cass was no sooner there than she was back again. She shot into the kitchen like a pack of hounds was on her tail. Her mouth was stretched in a wordless scream. She grabbed the edge of the table, then fetched up a breath and howled out, "The tall one's killing the short one!" Mama dropped the spatula and spun around, supposing that Cass had finally lost all her reason. "I'm telling you," Cass yelled, "Kalinda's killing the little fancy one, and the little one's hurting bad." "Cass, is this one of your visions?" I said, "or is this real?" She stamped a foot. "It's happening, Dad, burn it." Mama gave Cass a searching look. Then we all bolted out of the kitchen, along the hall and up the stairs. We heard sighs and whimpers. Delphine was evidently still alive, if barely. Mama went forth and we let her. She stalked into the spare room and pulled up short. "Oh, for the land's sake," she said, whipping around to turn us back. I was naturally all eyes and saw everything. Delphine stood, feet planted at the foot of the big old four-poster bed. Both her hands grabbed the bedpost tight. Delphine wore not a stitch, but white cotton stockings, her drawers, and corsets. Behind her was Kalinda with 1 foot on the floor and the other foot in the small of Delphine's back. With both hands, Kalinda was pulling tight on the straining strings of the corsets, like the reins on a rearing horse. Straining and a-straining, and just about cutting poor gasping Delphine in two to draw her corsets tight enough so you could span her waist with 2 hands. Now we were out in the hall making tracks. As a rule, Mama went easy on Cass, but today she gave her ear a good wrenching. "I'd like to turn you every which way but loose," she said. "She wasn't killing her. She was getting her into her corsets."